This is NPR Classical. I'm Tom Heisinger, and we're listening to cellist Elisa Weilerstein. She's just been named a 2011 MacArthur Fellow today. In other words, she's won that award routinely called a MacArthur Genius Grant. Elisa's on the phone with us from New York. Thanks so much for taking time out of what I am sure is a crazy day.
Yes, it is. My pleasure.
So tell me the story of how you found out that you became a MacArthur Fellow. I know these things just kind of come out of the blue, right?
Completely out of the blue. I was actually at the Jerusalem Chamber Music Festival in Israel, and I wasn't really in touch with too many people over the phone during that time. And so I found these two voicemails on my iPhone saying, you know, it was kind of unintelligible, and I had never heard of the guy, and so I actually thought it was just a wrong number. And then I got an email saying, "Dear Elisa Weilerstein," using both my names, so I thought it was a prank, actually. "Please call me. I have very good news for you." And so I wrote kind of a rude email back because I really thought it was spam. I just wrote, "I apologize if I should know who you are, but I really don't. So could you please tell me what this is about?"
I know, it sounds like one of those things where, you know, you've won a trip to Las Vegas or something.
Exactly. That's exactly what I thought it was. And so then, you know, he wrote back and said, "I work for the MacArthur Foundation, and I have some great news for you, so please call me back as soon as you get this." And I called the guy back. And so then he says, "Well, do you know what the MacArthur Fellowship is?" And I said, "I didn't really." And he explained it to me. And then I said I knew that Marin Alsop had received it and that Oswald de Goliath had received it, but I didn't really know of anyone else because I never really paid attention. And then he said, "Well, someone else that you know very well has got it." And like a total idiot, I said, "Who?" And he said, "You." And I still didn't know what it meant. And then, of course, he told me what the award was, and I was just in complete shock. I screamed and swore and everything. Yeah, I think they were highly amused.
Here's your chance to brag a little bit. I mean, they don't do these things willy-nilly. They chose you for some reasons. What do you think?
I really don't think it's for me to say. I mean, what the award says is, you know, they choose people for their creativity, for their originality, and they also say that, you know, they recognize that the work will continue.
Is there a particular project in the past couple of years that, you know, you were really excited about working on or completing?
Probably the biggest thing was working with Daniel Barenboim and the Berlin Philharmonic when I played the Elgar Concerto with him in Berlin and in Oxford, and that was released on DVD, and it was televised live worldwide.
Is there something about that Elgar Cello Concerto that really resonates with you?
Absolutely, but also, I mean, Daniel Barenboim probably knows that piece better than anybody alive today. Of course, Jacqueline Dupré was married to him for many years, and she actually was the one that really brought the Elgar Concerto into the forefront of the cello repertoire. Jacqueline Dupré was always my favorite cellist, and I grew up with you know, listening to her recordings, all of her videos, every bit of footage, every interview that she ever gave. I'd watched before I was, I think, even 10 years old.
And I assume that when you got the phone call that they must have mentioned the cash prize that goes along with the award.
Yeah.
It's $500,000.
It's $500,000, yeah.
I mean, everyone's going to ask you this, or they already have. Any plans for the cash?
Well, I have a lot of ideas. So since I just found this out, my head's in the clouds, and I my options are not totally organized in my mind at the moment, but there's several things that I'm thinking about. You know, of course, one of them is commissioning, another is maybe, you know, getting, well, I mean, I don't even want to say because they're not completely formulated at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
One can do a lot with that amount of money, so it's something that I have to consider very carefully.
I wonder if you're going to feel like you have pressure on you now. Obviously, they're going to start calling you genius. You know, she won the Genius Award. And
I think that's one reason why they took that language out of the official award. You can actually see on the website, on the frequently asked questions, they say, one of the questions is, "Isn't this known as a genius grant?" And they write, "Yes, but we don't like to use the word because it kind of limits the scope of what we look for."
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying not to think about, well, you know, the expectations. I mean, I'm just really happy, and I'm really surprised, and I'm looking forward to the freedom that that the money will give me as well. So
we won't call you then a genius. We'll just continue to call you what you are, which is an extraordinary musician. And congratulations again, and thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you very much.